Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward, I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in 3 of 4 metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, "End the siege of Gaza now." The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
"We're not using all of our brain the way we used to."
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, "End the siege of Gaza now." The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been plan to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, "End the siege of Gaza now." The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in 3 of the 4 metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
"We're not using all of our brain the way we used to."
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, "End the siege of Gaza now." The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
"We're not using all of our brain the way we used to."
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward, I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been planned to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Ongoing pro-Palestinian protests prompting colleges to make changes. Columbia University ramping up security along its Manhattan campus perimeter ahead of protest planned tonight outside the gate. Bryce Green, meanwhile, among the students protesting at Indiana University.
We asked them to adhere to BDS standards, boycott, divestment, sanctions, writ large. That means cutting ties with Israel and study abroad programs and Israeli universities in the same way that was done with apartheid South Africa.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony. After hearing arguments today, the Supreme Court appears likely to reject former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution over election interference, but it could delay a trial beyond the November election. The first pick so far in the NFL draft, two quarterbacks, USC's Caleb Williams and LSU's Jaden Daniels. This is ABC News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is warning that Iran, China, North Korea, and Russia are aligning their interests and increasing military cooperation by sharing resources. He also warned China about helping Russia and wanting more cooperation with the West. A new way to crack down on power plant pollution.
The Biden administration is announcing a series of new rules to cut pollution emitted from coal and natural gas-fired power plants, impacting the air, water, land, and climate. The EPA says power plants account for more than one quarter of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., making them one of the most potent sources of climate pollution. The agency claims these four new regulations, taken together, will represent a massive reduction in pollution and hundreds of billions of dollars in climate and public health benefits. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Venice is testing a new program that charges tourists who aren't staying overnight in the Italian city. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.